I can say that one thing that helped me be way more successful is changing my identity. And what I mean is switching up who I was completely at my core. And I think this is really important because who you are at this level of life won't be able to get you to this level of life. That's simple. Because if it was possible, then you would already be there. So changing who you are means changing a lot of things about yourself, what you believe, what you consume, how you dress, everything. I think when you do that, you can be successful a lot easier. So I want to explain to you how I personally changed my identity. What's good, people? Thank you so much for tuning in to another video. I'm Coach Chris, host of the Personal Branding Playbook. And today's episode, I'm excited for this. I want to talk about changing your identity. I believe that this is the most important thing you can do to change your life. I think this is how you have that impactful change. You know somebody that just seems like they're a completely different person in like 3 months. I think that only happens if you change your identity. And I'm going to go through the different elements of what that is today and why it can happen so quickly. So first, I believe if you want to change your identity, you have to describe who you want to be. If you're this person now, you know who you are. It's fine. But who do you want to become? Just saying, "I don't want to be this person anymore," isn't enough. You have to change and decide what you're changing to. How do you want to evolve? Obviously, I think this comes down to what you want. I talked about that last week. But also, what do you want to look like? What do you want to dress like? Where do you want to live? What car do you want to drive? All those little small elements, those are very important, man. And I think it's easy for us to look past the small details and just say, "I want to make a lot of money," which is it's not specific enough, right? It's like when you ask for this certain type of life, you got to be specific in detail because then it's easier for it to come into your reality. If you just say, "I want to drive a luxury vehicle," that's not enough. Having a luxury car isn't enough. Even a luxury truck isn't enough. Do you want the Lamborghini truck? Do you want a G-Wagon? Do you want a Tesla truck? You got to be specific. I've learned that specificity, like how I say that, I can say it's super easy now. Specificity, it's super easy to have things come into your life that you want if you can be specific about those things. So I would say the first step is you have to write a detailed vision of what you want to be, who you want to be. Everything down from the car you want to drive, where you want to live, how you dress every day. And I'm not saying describe every outfit, but you can describe the kind of clothes you wear. Like for me, one of my transition pieces, I wanted to stop wearing sweatsuits all the time. Like I always had this look of a high school basketball coach. And no disrespect to the high school basketball coach, it's just for where I'm going in my life, I can't dress that way. When I'm going to speak at an event, I can't dress like that. You know, I gotta wear the coat or the sweater, you know, nice watch and everything. Like I have to move differently because I'm becoming a different person. It's very important that you are specific and detailed about who this person is and all of that stuff early on. You can't make the transition without this, because if you do, it's like a lot of people that move from one state to another state and they just go from one hood to another hood and they wonder why their life is hard. And it's like you didn't change anything. You just changed your location. Like you just changed your location, but you're gonna find the same people doing the same stuff and you won't evolve at all. So start off by describing who this new person is that you want to be. All right, so step two is you gotta find somebody that's in that space that you want to be in that's winning. And I think this is super easy now with the internet. Like, you know how easy it is to find people, and everybody shows their life on Instagram, even if it's not realistic, right? I'm not talking about getting into the details of their bank account, counting their pockets, not saying that. I'm saying that if you want to be a model that is competing in bikini competitions, you got to look at not just the regular Instagram models that's modeling bikinis for a small business. You got to look at the people that are competing in the competitions and winning. What are they doing consistently to be on that level? And again, social media makes it really easy where some people are showing their routines, they show their workouts, they show what they eat. Like you can see somebody's entire life just from following them on Instagram. I think being around winners is really important, and people that are winning like you. I'm gonna be honest, I don't wanna spend my time with people that are scammers and doing, like, if you make money that way, fine, I'm not judging you, it's none of my business. But I don't want to be around a person that's built wealth that way, because that's not how I'm trying to build wealth. I want to build wealth through acquiring different businesses and assets, investing, right? I want to do this in the right way and have a platform I can fall back on if things go wrong. Okay, I still got these other businesses. I'm doing things in a different way. So when I say find winners, I'm not saying find anybody that's winning. You got to find the winners that are winning like you want to. If you want to be a banker, you need to be following bankers. That's who you need to be really looking up to. When I was an athlete, I was following athletes. I followed all the coaches' pages, the trainers. That's what I was really engaging in consistently. And I think another thing too is you got to think about how can you invest in this, right? Once you've said, this is who I want to be, I'm committing to this new identity, you should be paying for coaching, consulting, masterminds in that space. I don't think it's a bad idea, because I know it's popular to say coaches are scams and people selling courses are scams, but let's be honest. If this person has done exactly what you want to do, why wouldn't you want to learn from them? I will say that most people that get scammed that way probably didn't do research to see, did this person become successful from talking about what they did, or did they do it first? That's the big difference. Can make money selling you a course on how to make courses, but have they ever made a course that wasn't about courses and made money from that, right? Are they making money from something they actually did, or are they making money from teaching people how to do something? That's what you got to look out for, you know, because again, a lot of people are scammers. They are fake. They're lying. It's a lot of that going on. I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying that when you do research efficiently, you can see those people very easily for who they are, right? I'm not going to go to some new person that had their first startup in 2020 and ask them, how do I do all of these different things, when they've never been successful themselves? They don't have a $1 million company. There are a lot of startup owners and founders out here who have $1 million companies who have masterminds. So it's easy for me to go to them and say, hey, look, I want to be a part of this so I can learn how to do what you did in a different industry. I think a lot of people have this belief that I can do it alone, and that's just not it. And on the flip side, you can also be one of those people that's consuming too much, you know, or buying too much. You don't want to be buying courses every week and you don't take any action. I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying that don't think you can go into a new industry, new market, new everything, and you're just going to figure it out. It doesn't work that way. No matter what it is, if you want to be a dancer, you want to be in ballet, you're going to have to go to school for that. You got to learn that. It's the same thing outside of that kind of stuff. If you want to be great at something, you need to learn from somebody. And I talked about this before in Mastery by Robert Greene. They had to be an apprentice for 10 years. 10 years. That's a long time, man. That's a whole decade to just learn, right? But imagine how good you would be if you were an apprentice for 10 years. You'd be amazing at whatever you choose to do. So that's the kind of approach you got to take to this, is that I want to be better. I want to develop. I want to learn more, because that's what's going to help you not only do what you want to do, but be better at it. That's going to speed up the process. If you go through everything, trying to learn it on your own, do it on your own, figure it out yourself, it's going to be really hard for you to be successful, because all the mistakes you're making, other people have made. If you had just paid the fee, you could have learned those mistakes and avoided them, and then saved a lot of time. I promise you, I regret that over a lot of things in my life. But now that I invest in that kind of coaching and direction and consultation, it helps me get to where I want to go a lot faster. Now, the last thing you got to do to change your identity, and I think this might be the most important, you have to change what you consume. I think that we consume more content than any generation ever, which is obviously is going to happen because we have the smartphones and tablets, computers, TV, smart TV. Makes sense. But if you want to create a life and be completely different, create an amazing life, you cannot be the same person you are. And that starts with consumption, man. Like, what are you watching every day? What are you listening to? Who are you following on social media? Again, if you're following the winners in your space, you should be unfollowing the other people that don't fit. Yeah, you might like this celebrity. You might be a fan of their music. You know, you might like this person. That's fine. But that person shouldn't be somebody you're consuming content from. One of the laws nobody talks about is a law of thought. Whatever you think becomes reality, right? So if you're constantly consuming these things, it's going to change the way you think. Then when you change the way you think, that's going to manifest itself into your reality. So therefore, I have to watch what I consume. I'll give you a great example of this. Even if you don't believe me, just listen to this. Don't you have a certain song you like to listen to when you're driving on the freeway? When you know you can drive really fast, 80, 90 down the freeway? Everybody has a few songs they listen to, maybe even a playlist, that help you drive faster. That's because what you listen to, what you consume, impacts how you feel. So if music does that to you, movies, TV, all of that stuff, it does the same thing. It's the same thing, just in a different medium. Whether it's the music, the movie, the actor that's on the stage or whatever, if it's a TV show, it doesn't matter if it's just a couple of tweets, all of that stuff goes into your mind. You're consuming it, whether you're seeing it, listening to it, any of that, it's all coming in. So you got to be careful about that stuff. I always say, when you decide to change your identity, you have to get rid of everybody else that you were following. Obviously, not everybody, but the major people you consume from, get rid of those people. Start off from scratch. Find the YouTube channels that are going to help you, the Instagram pages, the books, and the podcasts. Those are the kind of platforms you should be following because, again, if this thing over here is going to help you get to where you want to go, shouldn't you just pile on with that and stay focused and dive into it? Why would you be over here still if you know this isn't going to help you? Yeah, it's entertaining, but shouldn't you be over here? Like, I have two YouTube channels. I have a business page, the one you're on right now watching this video. I have a totally different one that's anonymous. So when I want to watch crazy stuff, I'm over here on the entertainment page. But the business page is for business. That's why I learn about startups and marketing and business and money and all that stuff. And I spend a majority of my time on the business page. So changing what you consume is going to change your life. And I mean, again, this is how you can change your life immediately. Because let's say you spend 2 hours a day on Instagram, an hour on Twitter, a couple hours. In all, you spend 5 hours on social media a day. That's probably the average person, right? And if you're on there, you're rarely ever consuming anything that's going to help you reach your ultimate goal. Let's say you got rid of all the stuff that wasn't helping you and you only consume the things that were helping you. First of all, what's going to happen is your consumption is going to go way down. Instead of being on there 5 hours, it'll be like 3.5 at first, and then like 3. It's going to keep shrinking. Then you're going to start taking more action because you're going to learn more about what you actually want to do. It's going to help you develop more. It's going to give you more ideas, more insight. So I want you to think, how much are you really consuming that you need to consume? How do you switch that up? Who do you want to get rid of? Who do you want to unfollow? Because when you remove that stuff, it's going to help you grow a lot faster. Because you only have so much time to watch something in a day. You only have 2 ears to listen. That's it. You don't have a lot to consume with. So if your time is always spent consuming the BS on this side, you can never get to the good stuff on this side. So I want you to think about that. Who do you need to get rid of and who do you need to follow? I truly believe you can change your identity like that. Literally within 30 days, you can change it and you won't see the massive results for 90 days. I know this because I have done it. This is something I've done multiple times when I went from different industries, changing my positions. This is what I've done recently to just build wealth in my life, to be more comfortable and create the life I want. Changing my identity. In all of these three ways I just broke down to you. Being clear about who I want to become, who I'm changing into, changing what I consume, and finding winners around me. That is the most important process you can have. I'm telling you, in 30 days, you'll see how you'll feel it, how different it is. In 30 days, you'll feel it. But after 90 days, after 3 months, who you are will be totally different from who you used to be. So much so that people that used to know you won't even recognize you. Like, literally, they won't know who you are because you're such a different person. So I want you to change your identity to somebody you want to become. Start building that life that you really, truly desire. Thank you so much for tuning in to another video. I appreciate it. If you're listening to this on iTunes, on a personal branding playbook, I appreciate you as well. Thank you so much. Thank you for the support. I appreciate you guys. Make sure you leave a comment below with your podcast. Tell me your story. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to transition into? I might be able to help you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. I will see you next time. Until then, I'm Coach Chris. Your greatness awaits.